dig right on in. So,
with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Bovis. This morning I have with me Carrie Scottsburg from the
American Heart
Association. You are the communications director, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. So,
basically, I want to talk to you about, I believe,
Eat Smart Month is coming up?
That's right, yes. The American Heart Association has named November as Eat Smart Month because it ends up being one of the most difficult times to eat well and eat healthy, you know, as we're going into the holidays and we're, you know, going to a lot more parties and having, you know, we're indulging a lot more on leftover Halloween candy or around Thanksgiving time. And so, you know, with that, the American Heart Association wants to provide as many tips and resources to help people to eat healthier, you know, through this really busy time of year.
Okay, what are some resources that you have available?
So on our website, we have several. We've got different healthy recipes that you can look up. We have articles on meal planning on a budget. We have a grocery shopping guide that kind of helps you as you go through the grocery store and helps you to choose healthier foods. You know, all kinds of different tips and tools for, you know, choosing fruits and vegetables and nutrition fact label information, you know, pretty much anything you need for healthy eating resources, we've got it on our website, which is at heart.org/healthyforgood.
Awesome. I love hearing that there's so much available for people, especially with this time of year. It gets so difficult because, I mean, with Halloween being over, then we have Thanksgiving, and then we're going to have Christmas right after that. So,
right. Well, you know, and something that we always try to encourage, too, is, you know, you can still have a lot of those side dishes or, you know, holiday potluck sort of dishes, but you can swap out ingredients to make them a lot healthier. And so we have a lot of different ideas for substitutions on our website if you're looking, you know, to cut calories or sodium or fat or sugar from, you know, some of these, you know, calorie-laden dishes.
That's awesome that you say that. Are there any recipes that you've tried on the website?
Well, you know, a lot of what I try to do is trying to use things like chicken broth, you know, in your mashed potatoes instead of, like, heavy cream. Or I always try to buy low-sodium canned vegetables instead of the ones with, you know, all the salt in them. Or if you're buying, you know, a dish that has canned fruit, buying something that's in 100% juice instead of in the heavy syrup, you know, just easy things like that that you can do to swap out. A lot of times you can use applesauce instead of oil in different recipes as well. So, you know, there are a lot of different options that you can use to, you know, really cut back on some of those calories and make them a lot more heart healthy.
Awesome. They all sound like really good recommendations. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Eat Smart Month?
Just if you are looking for resources, you can go to heart.org/healthyforgood and, you know, look for our recipes and follow us on our Illinois Facebook and Twitter and Instagram accounts. We'll be sharing a lot of resources through social media as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you
so much for talking to me this morning, Carrie. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.